Did you ever push a button on a guy?
Bill, come on.
I'm asking you.
I always have to ask that question.
Well, it's a thing. Huh? It's your thing.
Come on. I gotta tell you, this is what bothers me.
It's what bothers me.
No, no,
so
but
we have to just leave it at that.
No, no, no.
Mike. Leave it at that.
Well, let me just say this. What's the best way to defeat your enemies?
Kill them.
No.
This is, again, what they do that's so infuriating. They go to the ultimate end of what's counterintuitive often, or just dumb, and they go all the way to, well, then we can't stop anybody from coming into the country, because that would be racist. And that's not racist.
I hear you, and I appreciate that, but I don't believe that they're worried so much about that. These people...
No, they are. Trust me, this is my people. These are my people.
Well, no, they're not even your people.
I know these people.
Bill, they're not even your people anymore, because you've said it right. You haven't changed. The party has changed. They're not your people
anymore. What I mean is...
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another sit down with Michael Francis. Hope everybody is doing well. All is good. Very blessed on this end. As always, I give all the praise, honor, glory, and thanksgiving to our God for that. I'm back home in my studio. I'm not in Australia. I had a great, great, great tour there. I love the people in Australia. It was just wonderful. I really mean that. And I hope to return. Immigration, make it a little easier on me next time, please. We had to jump through hoops, but you know what? Everybody that had bought tickets for the show that was supposed to happen in April, they all hung in there and they came back and we had a great, great, great show. Great dinners, great luncheons. It was terrific. I thank to my dear friend Goran, who promoted the whole event, and all the people that I had the pleasure of meeting with. I just love dealing with people and it was great. But here I am. I have something special for you. A couple of months back, I sat down with Bill Maher. And you might have seen it on his Club Random, on his platform, but we never put it on ours. A lot of comments came from what I did with him. And so we decided that we were going to post some of the special highlights or comments of my interview with Bill Maher. Actually, he interviewed me on Club Random. Got a little dicey at times. Bill is, you know, he's controversial. But you know what? We got along. He makes sense. Bill Maher makes sense, whether you like him or not. He's a Democrat. I'm a conservative. But you know what? We got along. We had some differences. But I want you to hear some of the things that we had to say. I think you'll enjoy it. And for those of you, go easy on Bill, okay? He speaks his mind. And he spoke his mind about Democrats that he didn't agree with. He talks his mind about Trump. But he's open-minded. He listens. And he's a rational, reasonable guy. So let's go at it. No, I didn't get up and punch him. Some people said you should have. But I didn't. Listen, I understood going in what I was going to get from Bill. I'm always courteous. I'm on his platform. He invited me on. I know how to deal with those kind of things. You saw me deal with it through the Sammy Gravano interview. You know what? I'm prepared for all of this stuff. So I hope you enjoy it. My interview, or his interview with me, Bill Maher, Michael Francis, put the gloves on. Here we go.
I love a hitman who's artistic. That's what I got. No, you were never a hitman.
Well, I wish I could claim the design, but I can't.
You were never a hitman, right?
Yeah, let me put it here.
Did you ever push a button on a guy?
Oh, Bill, come on.
I'm asking you.
I always have to ask that question.
Well, it's a thing. Huh? It's your thing.
Come on.
It's a, did you ever push a button on a guy? Because a Godfather... is it one or two where Cheechy is testifying... Mr. Cheech, that's true.
And they brought his brother in.
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. Cheech, what is a button man? You know, Senator. They tell me to push a button on a guy. Push
a button.
Yeah.
I remember,
you kill them.
Remember, we have a lot of buffers. Remember that line?
Yeah. Did you ever get the order from Michael Corleone? No. We had a lot of buffers.
All right, just to show you how honest I am. I'll go to a certain point.
Okay.
I spent 20 years in that life. Obviously, it's a violent life at times.
Right.
You're involved in life. You're involved in the violence. I leave it at that?
Yes.
Thank you.
I know. I don't want any guest to feel uncomfortable here.
Well, that's my answer. But now I want to go.
They make me uncomfortable.
I want to go back to something. This is important because I'm going to tell you this. I'm not blowing smoke. I really have a lot of respect for you, especially lately.
I appreciate that.
No, I mean that because you just tell it like it is.
I do.
You really do.
Even when it's right back at you about
exactly.
Trump.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I did a whole podcast on you saying something about, you know, the left and how they've not been honest and all that. And I said, look, even Bill understands this.
Nobody puts the knife into the left better than me.
And what's the best way to defeat your enemies?
Kill them.
No.
Kill them at Spark Steakhouse when they walk out after a fine meal.
No? Best way to defeat your enemies, make them your friends.
Yeah.
Think about it.
No, I mean, that's very true. I mean, I think in the third one, he says, anger clouds your judgment.
That's right.
But let's be honest. That is not really the history of how the mafia works. I mean, the mafia works basically on fear, do it our way. And by the way, this is something that empires throughout the ages have done. This is what the Roman Empire did. This is what Genghis Khan did. You know, we can get along very well if you just do exactly what we say, or we'll kill you. Okay. So which would be a choice for you?
Less for a time, but Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah.
Very dear friend of mine.
Yeah.
We were together last night. Bronx Sale.
Together, you mean?
Well, we had dinner together.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Bronx Sale. You love that
great
movie?
Yeah, great movie. Of course, great movie.
Do you remember the scene when Sonny is talking to little Calogero, and Calogero says to him, is it better to be feared or to be loved in your life? And Sonny talks about it, and he says, it's better to be feared in my line of work. Okay, good line in a movie. Cut to, I asked Chaz, Chaz, not a mob guy, but he was around, grew up in the neighborhood, he knew people.
Ish.
I said, let me ask you this right now, in our life, my former life, you think it was better to be feared or to be loved? He said, oh, it's better to be feared. I said, you're wrong, Chaz.
Right.
He said, what do you mean? I said, let me tell you, fear did keep people in line, myself included. No question. Fear kept us in line to a degree. But here's what happened. When the RICO statute came out, and Rudy Giuliani, you have to say, the guy that learned how to use the RICO statute against the mob, the most effective prosecutor in that regard, when that statute came out and became so detrimental to our life, because now you could get murder, can now become a federal crime, where before it was only a state crime, but it's a predicate act in the RICO indictment.
There was some mission creep.
Yes. So here's what happened. Now you get indicted for RICO. You're going to get 100 years, like all the commission guys. So what they did to guys is they said, listen, we're going to put you away for 100 years. You're not getting any bail. You'll never make parole. We'll give you some money. We'll put you in a witness protection program. And you testify against these guys. They're going away forever. Don't worry about it. What happened is, the fear of the mob was transferred to the fear of the government. That's what destroyed that life.
I have a question for all my friends and followers. Have you tried my wine yet? You know, in the last 2 years, we've made tremendous progress with Franzese Wine. And it's really all thanks to your support. And obviously, because people are finding out we have a great wine at a great price. In 2025, we aim to become a national brand. And I want all of you to be a part of it. Every bottle you buy, every story you share, builds more than a brand. It fuels a movement. The story of our wine is one of people having second chances and of lives being transformed. That's the truth. So go to my website, franziswine.com, and get your bottle today. Salud, my friends.
Governments can be a mafia. So can police departments. You know, I mean, when you give people power, some will take it.
Like government.
Yeah, they know. Absolutely. No, it's you know, but what Winston Churchill said about our form of government, democracy, it's the worst form of government, except for all the others.
Yes.
You know?
You can't give people too much power. I agree.
And Jack Webb on Dragnet said, when somebody was complaining about one of the cops, he said, yes, ma'am, but we have to recruit from the human race. You know, humans are not good people. That's my essential...
We're inherently bad. People are inherently bad.
Yeah, kind of.
They got to turn to the good.
I mean, there are some who somehow are saintly and altruistic, but it's not the default setting for humans. And
I agree.
And civilization, I always say it, it's a mile wide and an inch deep, because like the slightest little thing and, you know, people would eat each other, you know.
I agree.
I'm not saying if I was on a plane crash and there was nothing else, I would eat somebody, but yes, I would. And you would.
Well,
you,
not
and
sure.
you, what? You, as opposed to being eaten?
Yeah, well.
Okay. You know,
Hopefully we never have to make that choice, but I understand.
No. Dog world.
I agree.
I mean, we are animals very close to below the surface. And it's amazing, actually, that we keep the veneer of civilization as much with the lid on as we do. When I think about how many nutty people are out there with nutty ideas and weaponry, and it's basically, you know.
Because they're not accountable to a higher spirit. Like I am, accountable to God. So you try to stay on track.
I mean, just when I drive around the city, okay, there's like hundreds, thousands of people who were all in these big, very dangerous things that we could, if we wanted to, just go nuts and drive it through the plate glass window of the store. And people don't. And there's like the occasional accident, but basically we're whizzing by each other.
They know that they would hurt themselves also. Maybe if they weren't going to hurt themselves, they might do it. Who knows?
Yeah, but I mean, like a lot of accidents these days are people on their phones. And I'm not saying it's necessarily malicious or they go nuts or zombie-esque and, you know, it's Mad Max. But yeah, some of that. I mean, the kind of people who live on the streets who you see are crazy. What if they got behind a wheel? The kind of person who you're like, oh, that guy, I feel bad for him, but, you know, I'm staying away because he's obviously dangerous. He's got something. He's swinging. What if that guy got in a car? How does that not happen? I don't want to give the homeless any ideas because they're big fans of this podcast. But,
well, I mean, they were, from what I read at one point, they were standing on an overpass of the freeway and throwing rocks down on there. I mean,
yes, that's the thing, is that they did not want to be, they so don't want to be seen as racist that it's somehow in their, this is again what they do that's so infuriating. They go to the ultimate end of what's counterintuitive often, or just dumb, and they go all the way to, well, then we can't stop anybody from coming into the country because that would be racist. And that's not racist. It's just what every country has to do.
I hear you and I appreciate that, but I don't believe that they're worried so much about that. These people.
No, they are. Trust me. This is my people. These are my people.
Well, no, they're not even your people.
I know these people.
Bill, they're not even your people anymore because you've said it right. You haven't changed. The party has changed. They're not your people anymore.
What I mean is they're people I know because I live here amid show business and Hollywood. And I'll admit this, too. Show business and our community is the epicenter of the problem. It's where the stupidity is deepest about this kind of stuff. I mean, I'm a proud liberal,
Do you think they really care about these people? That they're bleeding hearts and they needed to come here.
I'm not saying they do. I'm not arguing with you now. What I'm saying is similar to what you're saying. It's so important to their identity. They're what I call liberals in theory, because I see how some of them act like in day to day with people, with their assistants, that kind of stuff. And it's so not liberal. It's just so cunty and you know, born to the manor, and you know, they're often very well to do and not afraid to spend their money on the stupidest things. So yeah,
they're such hypocrites. Come on,
they're such hypocrites.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They really are.
You don't have
they
to.
They don't. Biden couldn't give a.
We're talking about a sliver of people here. We're not talking about Democrats.
He was at the head for 4 years.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this?
Right, and that's why the Democrats lost, because they lost their touch with their own voters.
Yeah, they lost because their policies were horrible.
Right.
Horrible.
And they still haven't gotten it because—
No, they're still fighting. They're still arguing.
We're going to probably talk about this on my show Friday. The new head of the Democratic Committee, is it?
Yeah, I see.
And they started the meeting like, okay, we lost an election terribly to the guy we said could never win. Okay, and he did it again. Okay, so we need a new leader and a new way of doing things. But first, we must acknowledge that we are sitting on land that was properly owned by the Chumash people.
Same thing.
You fucking idiots.
You know, I did a whole bit on it in my special. Really? Either shut the fuck up or give it back. Those are the only two choices. And you don't want to give it back. How about when a baby's born, we don't know what sex it is. I mean, a penis is a, what? It's what it's an indicator of some, I don't know.
So you like the Trump's executive order? There are now only two genders recognized?
No, but I'm very glad that I'm in one of the ones we're keeping.
Okay. Don't you think life
What's
is better when
like
it's...
like in the mob, speaking
Listen,
of that?
Don't
Come
you...
on, it must be...
What?
The women, like, do they throw themselves at you like rock stars if you're in...
Well,
really?
It was pretty good, yeah.
It was pretty... Is it like in Henry Hill? What's that Goodfellas?
Goodfellas?
I mean, there it was like...
Women were attracted to it. Women are attracted to
power.
Bad boys.
To what?
Power. Bad boys.
Right.
A lot of women are attracted to bad boys.
That's right.
But I want you to know, I'm married 40 years now.
How many?
40. This year, 40.
Wow. 40.
Young woman that saved my life.
Saved your life.
If I don't meet her and walk away from this life at some point, I'm either dead or in prison.
So a woman got you away from the life?
Yeah.
Tell me that story.
I met her. She was 19 years old. I was producing a movie in South Florida.
How old were you?
I was 31.
Completely appropriate.
Yeah, 31. And we had taken cast and crew from L.A. to work in the film, and 20 professional dancers. It was a dance movie. And she was one of them. And
I love it.
I met her, and
I love it.
That was it. And then I'll tell you what it really
was. That
was
it? You knew right away?
I did.
How?
I just knew, man. I just...
You know, people say
something
this,
about
I'm
her.
Blown away by that.
Something about her. It was different than... Look, you know, I was around a lot, and she was different than every other woman that I had met. And I'll tell you this. I'll go even deeper. I call the mob life, Cosa Nostra Mafia, their evil lifestyles. But I want to be clear. I'm not calling the guys evil.
Right.
You know, why do good people do bad things? There were good people there.
Hate the sin, not the sinner.
Correct. I like that.
Well, that's what the Christians say.
And
you know, I'm a very
I'm a Christian.
Devout.
One day, can we have another conversation about that? Not today, but about Christianity?
Why not right now?
We can do it now. But let me finish my point. That's
do we
even
have an
better.
Agenda here?
No, that's even
Do I look like I have one?
That's even better. But let me tell you this. The reason I call it an evil life, I don't know any family of any member of the life that hasn't been destroyed, including my own.
Destroyed?
Destroyed.
Like dead or?
No, destroyed where the family is just a mess. Let me explain. Now, not my wife and kids. I've been able to shield them from that.
But Michael, you can never lose your whole family.
You can.
That's what his mother says. So.
No, she's wrong. Let me
Michael,
tell you.
You can never lose your family.
I know. Well,
he says that to him.
He didn't yet. And then he goes and killed his brother, right? But he didn't. He killed Fredo after that.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
You're right.
But my mother, my dad does 40 years in prison. My mother, 33 years without a husband. She passed away in 2012. Her relationship with my dad, ugly. Because she blamed him for everything that went wrong. Rightfully so. She was innocent. Mm. My sister dies of an overdose of drugs, 27 years old. Mm. My brother, 25 years a drug addict. What I had to go through just to keep him alive on the street. My other sister, 40 years old, dies.
Oh.
Just, she wasn't all there.
Oh, my God.
The family was destroyed. And every family of every member of that life that I know goes through a similar fate. So any lifestyle that does that to a family is no good. It's bad. So I meet this girl. I fall in love with her. She's 20 years old. I said, am I going to marry her and put her through the same thing? Because I got a huge target on my back, 7 indictments already. They're never going to let me go. Never. I'm going down. I'm not, you know, hey, I beat all of these cases. I'm not the Teflon Michael or any of that. I knew eventually I'm going down. And I said, I got to make a choice. At the same time, Giuliani went crazy with the RICO indictment. Giuliani told me in the courtroom, day of my arraignment, he gave me $1 million bail. He said, if I convict you on this case, you're getting double what your father got. I'm going to give you 100 years. That's the kind of time they were giving us. By the grace of God, I beat that case or I wouldn't be here right now. So I said, it's only a matter of time. And when I go, I'm going forever. There's no question. So that's when I started to say, I got to get away from the life.
So you met her before you went to prison?
Yeah.
And she stayed with you even though... She
stayed with me 8 years while I was in prison.
Really?
Yeah.
And visited you how often?
As often as she could. The government gave me a very hard time because they would move me around to all different
prisons. Is there such... Do they still have conjugal visits?
No. Feds never had conjugal visits.
Do they still do that?
In the state.
Really?
Yeah.
You get feds. Conjugal visits?
In the state. Under certain conditions.
But you didn't, for 8 years, you didn't have, you were in prison.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get a conjugal visit.
No. And I spent 29 months and 7 days in solitary. 6x8 cell. That's it. Me in the cell.
In the hole.
In the hole. SHU. SHU. Special housing.
How do you get through that?
Tough.
Like very what? Tough. Like what do you, well, listen, what do you do all day?
You read.
Oh, you can read?
Yeah.
Even in the hole?
Well, they give you books.
Well, then that ain't the hole. That ain't the hole I know.
No, that's...
I can't believe that they have ruined the hole.
That's the hole you know.
Okay.
Everybody can have books.
It was just like, it was literally a hole. Like in World War II movies. Like when you throw, when the Nazis throw you in the hole, trust me, there's no reading.
I don't know what a military prison in Germany was, but I'm saying in civilized prison here in the United States, you can read.
In the hole.
Yeah.
You just don't have television. What do you think about people who are in solitary? You know, that to me is
almost...
Well,
that's solitary, Bill.
Oh, I know. But I'm talking about solitary just permanently in the prison. Yeah. That's part... What? It's crazy, right? That'll drive you crazy. You need human contact.
Absolutely. I mean, to keep your sanity... I saw a lot of things happen bad there with guys that just couldn't handle it. And I don't demean them. It was rough. I mean, I seen wrists being slit and a lot of bad things.
So how do you take care of your sexual needs for 8 years?
You don't. That's it. Very simple. You don't.
Yeah. I remember one.
You come out crazy.
There was a great scene in The Sopranos where Tony sees a guy at a gas station who, you know the scene?
Yeah.
He killed him? No, he didn't kill him.
Oh, which one?
No, this was he ran into him. He had just, this is a guy who had been in prison and he just sees him and he comes over and he's like, oh, wow. You know, it's great to see you. I'm glad you're out. And you know, the guy you could tell is a little bitter. Mm-hmm. And Tony says, you know, I wanted to this and I wanted to that. And he goes, yeah, and I wanted to have sex with a woman, but I masturbated it into a tissue for 5 years.
Okay.
Does that describe your experience?
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but...
Masturbation, why are you so shy about that?
I'm shy.
You're in prison. At least you didn't take it up the ass.
No.
Right.
A lot of guys did.
A lot of guys did?
Yeah.
Against their will?
No, I didn't see much of that.
Not against their will?
No. Most guys...
It's interesting that...
You see more of that in the state. Not as much in the feds. Feds a little more. They got more control.
Okay. So if you're saying if you have to go to prison...
Oh, you want to do federal time, without a doubt.
But I will say this about the Michael Corleone killing his brother thing. May I?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it was wrong. But you got to admit, after that, Connie stopped her bitching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And it was wrong.
It was wrong.
You don't kill your brother.
No.
Hey, my brother, you know, became an informant.
Really?
Yeah.
And where is he alive?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Witness protection?
He was.
He was?
Yeah.
What's that like? Do you know? Even,
I don't know.
Or is even the family kept away from knowing where the identity?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're not in touch with him because he was in the program?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't speak
to
him.
So he could be living as Joe Flemstein in Sheboygan?
Yeah, I've never. And, I mean, my brother, I didn't speak to him for 10 years.
Holy crow.
And then at a 70th birthday party, surprise party, that my wife invited him.
Wow, you're 70. You look good for 70.
I'll be 74 this year.
Holy fuck.
My dad lived
good Italian olive oil skin.
My dad lived to 103.
Yeah, Johnny Fontaine with his olive oil skin. And
you really know that
skinny
movie.
Charm. The man in my position cannot afford to look ridiculous.
That's right.
Now you get out of here.
You like that,
you tell him, I ain't no band leader. Oh, yeah, I heard that story.
Until he got the horse's head. But... And by the way, and people ask me all the time, did you ever cut off a horse? I said, no, we don't do that. And then, listen. And then 2 months ago, I read an article about guys in Italy that cut off a head and left it in somebody's.
You know what they ought to have? A mafia museum.
They do. The mob museum in Vegas. You've never been?
No.
Oh,
there's a mob museum.
You would love it.
And they have like a horse's head.
you would love the mob museum.
Cement blocks that they put guys' feet in when they put them over the dock.
I can't believe you don't know there's a mob museum.
I don't.
It's a terrific exhibit. Terrific.
Well, a lot of people say Vegas was better when the mob ran it.
100%. 100%.
You know that? Were you there?
Absolutely.
You're talking about the Rat Pack days?
Yes. Days at the Dunes Hotel, and we owned those places. I mean,
why was
it built Vegas? You know the mob.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's what the character of Mo Green in The Godfather is really Bugsy Siegel.
That's right.
And Bugsy Siegel, I mean, the great speech that Lee Strasberg has in Godfather 2, there was this kid. We started out together, did all our first work together.
That was Meyer Lansky, allegedly.
Meyer Lansky. Right. He kind of looked up to me. I was a little older. Made a fortune. During Prohibition, we ran molasses to Canada. Your father, too. Later on...
I'm really impressed with this.
He had an idea to build a city out of a desert stopover for GIs. Right. This was a great man, a man of guts and vision. Someone put a bullet in his eye. That's Mo Green. That's Meyer Lansky, because... He's saying he's a great man because he built Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and he did.
It was his idea.
Yep. It was his idea.
But what did he say? He said, I didn't get mad.
I didn't get mad. Yeah. I knew Mo.
I didn't blame anybody.
Headstrong, saying stupid things. When I heard about it, I didn't ask who gave the order.
Right.
I let it go. I said, this is the business we've chosen.
That's right. You got it down.
Now, that $2 million in your room.
It's not here, but
it's on the table. When I get out of, I'm going to take a nap.
And that was a phony scene.
What do you mean?
Meyer Lansky had juice, but he would have never taken control of that meeting with other maid guys in there. Never.
But really?
No. No way. And he was lucky Luciano's guy. You know that.
What do you think about other mafias that come along? I mean, are you jealous? Do you guys have sort of beef with each other? Do you... You know, I mean, there's a lot of Russian mafia.
I got along great with them. They were my partners. They were my partners in the gas business.
That's so cynical.
We made a lot of money together.
The Russian mafia?
Yeah.
You worked with the
Russians? Yeah, I had three Russian partners. Made more money with them than anybody else. They were great partners. Now, don't try to connect me to, Donald Trump or something through that. No, but, yeah.
But that's because they're ruthless?
No, they weren't ruthless. They were good businessmen. They worked 24/7. And, I'll tell you what happens with the Russian. I meet them, whatever. When I, the background, that I was defrauding the government out of tax on, that.
So okay. I've heard.
So when I meet them, they had a number of gas stations called Gas Stop. It was their own brand. But they couldn't get the licenses that we needed to in order to collect the tax. Couldn't do it. So I cut a deal with them. And I said, here's the deal. 75% me, 25% you. There's three of them, right? Mike Markowitz, he was a Romanian. He goes, I don't think that's very fair, Mr. Michael. I said, no, it's very fair. He said, why? I said, because we're street guys. I know you're going to steal a little bit. I said, this way I got the major share. I said, you steal a little bit. I said, just don't let me catch you, right? He goes back, Bill. He talks to his other two Russian friends. He comes back. He says, we got a deal. And we were together 7 years. We never had an argument. We made a ton of money together.
There's a lot of heart in crime.
A lot of heart.
I mean, there really is.
Absolutely.
I didn't realize that. So you have a kind of a camaraderie with the other criminal that you're...
Hey, we're men.
Yeah.
We had this brotherhood going together.
It doesn't matter to me what a man does for a living. But your business is a little dangerous.
Listen. I have said this, and everybody, Michael, come on, it's not true. It is true. In my era, in that life, we were not allowed to deal with drugs.
Right.
We were told if we dealt with drugs, we would die. And
right.
I know guys that got killed because of it. We were not cartels. We didn't move. In Italy, there are big heroin deals and all. Not here. We couldn't do it. Were guys doing it on a sneak? Of course. They're trying to make a living. But weren't allowed to do it. The reason Gotti was in trouble because his crew was dealing drugs. I'm not saying John was. I don't know if John was. He's probably getting a piece, but he wasn't directly doing it. But that's why Castellano was going to kill him.
But that is really the difference between the old mafia and the new mafia. They got into drugs, and it was a corrupting force.
Well,
they couldn't.
Drugs are bad business. Dirty business.
Right.
Bad. Exactly what Don Corleone said.
Exactly what he said.
100% right.
No,
they don't forgive drugs. The DEA, the cop, they don't forgive drugs.
Right.
And they shouldn't.
But plainly, thank you.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, 31 years on TV without a break.
I got to tell you
31 years.
I'm going to tell you something.
It's amazing.
To do 31 years without a break in this industry.
And this is how much the media hates me. They won't even cover that. Because, like, even though I voted for her, I'm not good enough. That's one reason I really have a thing for them. They're so exclusionary. Unless you're with them 100%. And anybody who stands out of line and goes, I'm not going to go with you 100% because a lot of what you think is so fucking stupid. And I'm not going to pretend I don't see it.
I know, but that's because you're a man. You have integrity and you speak what you say. I mean that.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
No,
I know. And look, I'm going to
pay a price for it.
My son-in-law absolutely loves you. And I was mad at him at times. What do you like this guy for? I'm serious. I used to say, what do you like?
Look at us. We're bros.
And then in the last couple of years, I'm saying, man, I think I was wrong. Bill, he says it like it is. What do you believe? And I really mean that.
Well, I will not be the one to break the peace we've made today.
So tell me what you think. Do you like Bill less now? Do you like him more? Do you think I should have come on a little bit stronger with him? What are your thoughts? I want to hear your comments, and please be respectful as always. Maybe I'll jump in and respond to some of you. Maybe not. We have so many comments I have to get to. Me and my team, we try to do our best. Tell me what you think, and I want to know what you think of Bill. You know what? You can disagree with somebody. You can have a different ideology. It doesn't mean that you're being disrespectful to them. That's the way I deal with things. Now, if somebody gets really out of hand, that's different. Then the gloves are off and we go at it. But that didn't happen here, you know, and come on. I'm not that thin-skinned that I can't take a little needling back and forth. I get it. So hope you enjoyed it, you know, and let me know what you think. My friends, how do I leave you? Same way. Never going to change. Be safe. Be healthy. God bless each and every one of you. God bless Bill Maher and all of his followers. And God bless all of you, your families, your neighborhood, your communities. Yes, I'll see you next time. Stay tuned. We have a terrific interview coming up on Thursday with Sebastian. You're going to love this. Sebastian Escobar, son of Pablo Escobar. Stay tuned. It's coming Thursday. It's an exclusive. He doesn't do things in English. This is one of the first times. What he had to say, absolutely fascinating. You got to tune in this Thursday. You're going to love it. I was in awe of the interview, and so are you going to be. See you next time. Take care.